You're listening to the Platte River Bard.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Platte River Bard. This is Chris Berger.
And I'm Sherry Berger.
And we are here with Quinn Corbin. She is the manager of the Great Plains Theater Commons, and they have their conference coming up on May 26th through June 1st. They got 10 playwrights there. They got all kinds of stuff happening, and we are here with Quinn at the Hot Shops to talk with her about what's happening. Nice to meet with
Welcome.
You.
Welcome.
Hello, hello.
So glad to talk to you about this.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, absolutely. You've got lots of things going on right now. You've got auditions tonight, and then people can even audition after this virtually.
Yes.
Yeah, so the Great Plains Theater Conference happens May 26th to June 1st, as was mentioned, and this year we will have 10 plays that have been selected by new playwrights from across the country. There'll be approximately 80 parts available.
Nice.
So we will have auditions at Yates Illuminates that will happen tonight. Today is March 15th.
The Ides of March.
The Ides of March, beware. We will be there from 5 to 9 p.m. doing auditions, and then we also have a link up on our Instagram that lets you submit virtually, and we'll keep that open for another week or so after that. So get your work out there for these 10 directors to see, and also we oftentimes use this casting pool for our year-long play fest, which are evening full productions and a variety of other opportunities.
Okay, very nice.
You also have a season, basically, as well.
Yeah, so the conference happens every year over Memorial Day weekend. This is the 19th year that we have had it at Fort Omaha campus of Metro.
Cool.
But throughout the year, we have now been our own nonprofit called Great Plains Theater Commons for about 4 years. So we do a season called Playfest every year where we do usually around 3 productions. One of those will happen during the conference week. And that this year will be a play called Sweet by Harrison David Rivers, which happened in 2015, I believe, as part of the conference as well.
Nice.
So a lot of times we get to see sort of a reading to full production.
Yeah, so this one was returning to full production. Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
And you get plays submitted from all over. It's not just local.
No,
yeah.
It's not. I mean, definitely I would say large hubs are, you know, LA and New York and Chicago, Minneapolis. But we've also actually had a couple international people, definitely a number of people from Canada.
Mm.
And for the design wing program we've had people from South America as well. But yeah, I would say, you know, that it's definitely a very national convergence of people and also local.
And you do have kind of a local playwriting.
Yes, yeah.
Community, I guess, support almost in a way. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, definitely. So as we've been our own nonprofit, we have been, you know, working to develop programs with the local playwrights as well, which we have a really lovely wealth of that here in the Midwest, and we're really lucky to have that. Ellen Struve, who runs our community programs, runs a couple writing groups for people at different levels. So one opportunity is every month we announce it on our Instagram, which is at GPTC Plays. But we have something called Silent Write, where you can come into the space at Yates and have a space to work. And you can work on whatever you like. It doesn't have to be a play, but that's obviously one of the things you could work on. Ellen also runs a group called First Draft for people writing their very first play and getting that to completion. And then we have the Commoners. This is our second cohort of Commoners, who are established playwrights who then have the opportunity to have guest artists come in and to work together and have readings of theirs done throughout the year.
So how many years have you been doing the Playwriting Festival?
So me or the thing itself?
Because
it's sort of the same answer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so our 20th anniversary of the conference will be in 2025, and I was the conference coordinator the inaugural year, then lived in New York for 13 years, came back multiple times as a guest artist, read scripts for it, and then have been back for 3 years with the conference. But yeah, we have been around for quite some time, always on Fort Omaha's campus, but it has really sort of honed down into being really about supporting the playwrights and their work and that process. And there are very few remaining new playwright opportunities anymore, even across the country. We've lost Sundance Theater Lab, we've lost the Lark, we lost Humana Festival, and so we're really excited and proud to still have a space for that, especially here in the middle of the country. It's something that is so imperative, and a lot of people don't realize is also like where they're now pulling writers' rooms from are these sorts of opportunities
really?
For TV.
Yes.
Yeah. There are agencies actually now that have full departments that are like, look at the playwrights. They make up different names for that role, but
sure.
that's a lot of what happens because of the way playwrights are able to generate material, and also it's a collaborative process.
Well, and the amount of material that frankly needs to be generated nowadays because of all the streaming services
for
and everything.
Sure.
I mean, there's just a lot more material that is needed, or content, I guess we could often
and
hate
some
that
of,
word.
Yeah, but you know, and some people are create content of all kinds.
Yeah, yes, they do. But yeah, for sure. That's really nice that they're actually reaching out to people and looking at places like Great Plains Theater Conference and places like that really have these super talented folks that you guys are sort of curating.
Yeah, and it's great.
For them.
And it's so great to see, like, you know, when we have people come back who maybe were a playwright 15 years ago and then they come back as a guest artist. We have people who, you know, have a play read at some point and then it's done on a national scale, and it's a touring production, or it's off Broadway, or in some cases, you know, like a writer we worked with for 2 different years, Celine Song. She just was nominated for her first film as director and writer, called Past Lives. And it's wonderful to see the way that, I mean, she's still a very prolific playwright, but to also see her move into that world.
And that nomination is really going to,
that's
huge. Oh my
huge,
gosh.
Yeah. And she's still fairly early in her career. I mean, she's done a whole lot, but it's really wonderful to see that. And then it's also that connectivity of the people who then were at the conference that year, and a lot of people know each other as part of this shared community, and then work outside of Omaha together and in Omaha. We have a show that was a Play Lab last year by a playwright named Dave Osmondson that is opening shortly, the Blue Barn Theater. And we're in partnership with them on that. We will have a free evening that is the GPGC night, which is April 17th. Ooh. On our website, you can just register through Eventbrite for that.
Okay.
But that is a play that happened at the conference, and in a year's time is now getting a full production.
And it's getting a full production. And the name of that play is?
That is More of a Heart.
More of a Heart.
Mm-hmm. And actually a couple of the same cast members that were in it, in the reading, are in it. So it's really
carried over.
Carried over. So it's really nice to see that happened as well. I know Dave, for example, is someone who didn't have any connection to Omaha prior to the conference last year, and now it's a major artistic home for him, and he's brought in other artists he's worked with. The director is an out-of-town director who's never worked here. It's really great to see that happen, for people to bring stuff back here, but also to take things from here out into the world.
Yes, but yeah, absolutely.
Oh, wow.
How
exciting it is for him to be able to see.
That's really exciting.
To see
that's
it
really cool.
All put together.
Well,
for sure.
And it's neat that people from all across the country are coming here, bringing stuff.
Yes.
Contributing. I mean, because then now everybody gets to learn from everybody else and work with everybody else who's worked at all these other places, and then they go out and then they work with our people here, and then they go out take their experiences or material and out into wherever they go, whether it's either coast or Chicago or wherever. That's really exciting. Mm-hmm. All this sort of cross-pollination happening.
The cross-pollination is so wonderful, and we also have something that's unique to new playwriting, which is a design wing program where it was created by Justin Townsend, who's a Tony nominated director.
That's familiar.
I mean, Tony nominated designer. I'm sure
name.
He's directed something too. He's very talented. But he created that, and We have a number of people who come every year as a sort of early career designers, and they work with the playwrights to come up with some visual impressions. It's a favorite part for a lot of people because usually playwrights don't get to work on the visual world of their play with another collaborator until much later in the process, and maybe not even work with them on that.
Maybe not even at all. Yeah.
And so having that aspect and that visual sort of language to also play with is really rewarding. They don't design the show, but they talk through things. They realize things in different ways. And at the end of the week, there is an installation that all the designers do based on all 10 plays, which is really cool to see sort of that, some of the realization of that in a more abstract form, but to see that happen. And so we also have that all the time. You know, people, there's a design wing person who was from Kansas City, and then she ended up designing Mountaintop that Brian Moore, who used to be the president of the Dramaturgs Association and works at, I believe, at Doane College, then he directed that, met her there, then they did that. So when you look on social media, you're like, oh my God. And sometimes it's literally like, oh, this director of that person's play was now the best man in her wedding. And they met 2 years ago.
So, and you talked a little bit earlier about your model, and I think it's a really interesting model, just especially as a butts in seats person, to know that all of your productions are free.
Yeah, so every piece of programming we do is free to the public. So whether that's a workshop, this is during the conference week, as well as during the regular year. Playfest is free. If we're partnering with another organization, then we offer a free performance.
Right, like with the Rose thing. Yep.
Like when we have this Blue Barn, we've done stuff with other places where we will have a night that is set aside for us, which has been great to keep up with our mission, but also to then pay artists. That our main mission is everything is free and also everybody is paid.
Thank you very much.
Paying artists is so important, and we have a goal to, you know, increase that as much as we're able each year.
Sure.
And so that is something that's really important to us, and the majority of the money that comes in then goes right out to artists to help support them. And
that is tremendous.
That fascinates me too, because you're able to keep some people on staff.
Yes. We have a very small but mighty staff, and some thanks to some wonderful individual donors and some grant funding as well to keep going. But yeah, to be able to have that mission, and working with diverse new stories is a huge part of our mission too. Mm-hmm. And to be able to keep things free is just so important. As we all know, a lot of times, even as an artist, you can't pay to see art because you're an artist.
Don't I know it, man.
Exactly.
I don't know how these people do it.
We need that all access pass or
something. No kidding. I see some of my friends are like, oh yeah, I'm going to the RV this week and this week and that week next week. And I'm like, what are you independently wealthy?
It's either that or they have formed a community allows for some give and take and comps.
Exactly.
Somebody volunteer ushering.
See, and that's what I can get into as well. Or maybe review some things.
Yeah,
and
for
that
sure.
way you get to go. That's
bartering.
Absolutely. I've done that as well.
Do you need volunteers for your playfest? Are you?
Yes.
That we do, you know, so we have an email that is commons. It's commons at gptcplays.com, where general inquiries can be funneled through. But, you know, if people are interested in volunteering, we do things during the conference. We don't, because we do try to pay everyone, there are things where we don't really have a volunteer core per se. Our board is really active in volunteering for things. But we do have opportunities for smaller paid roles, especially throughout the conference. We have people who are room hosts, which is sort of like stage manager light in those rooms, and they help facilitate that room. And so once again, all those are paid roles, but some of them are like very like, oh, you're here for 3 hours on this one day. And so a lot of them are more limited opportunities, but a great way to hear plays and also meet some people.
Right.
For sure. Yeah. Yeah.
So someone interested would just email.
Yeah. They could just email that email.
Awesome.
And one of us will respond.
Yeah, because I've done some stage managing as well.
Yes.
Doing it right
Haven't
now.
We all?
I know.
Yeah.
I know. I was just
that
doing
was
the acting.
That was my beginning.
Yeah. I was just did the acting thing for a while.
and it's like, I need to figure out some other stuff.
I mean, I tried that, but no one needs to see that.
No.
No, it's fine. No. This is as close as we're getting.
All right, fair. Hey, know your strengths. That's exactly. Okay.
I'm with you on that. So the Playfest is going to be on the 29th. That's going to be the Playfest night. And then you're going to have...
Yeah, that'll be the night that we have a full performance of Sweet. There'll probably be a couple other nights too, but that'll be the conference night.
And that'll be May 29th. Where you get the full production of...
Yes.
Yes.
And there'll be more info coming out about that soon as we work on it.
Yeah. For sure.
Okay. Yeah, because you even have some other things planned for the other 2 days.
Yeah. So, I mean, throughout the conference, the sort of regular offering that I mentioned, and Metro does this wonderful Culinary Institute food that people come back for. We also have a guest artist who's like, I live in LA, but actually Yoshitomo is my favorite sushi, so I will come back to the conference. So we have a lot of food motivators.
I'll tell you, that's like one of the... I saw that. That place had a write-up. It's like one of the best sushi restaurants in the country.
Yeah,
I'm
totally.
Like, really? Omaha? Okay.
So sometimes we lure them with food and we keep them with theater.
I love it. That's great.
But yeah, this will be our second year of also having a variety show evening that is both with national artists and community artists. And so that will take place at Benson Theater. And we've been able to partner with Benson First Friday in the past. This year it will fall on a non-First Friday, but we will still be having that event.
That's okay. Benson's such a great facility.
It is.
Oh my gosh.
It's a beautiful space.
It really is. And I'm a sucker for a variety show.
Me too.
Kid child of the 70s. I grew up watching variety shows on TV.
For sure. I went to Central High School and we had an audition variety show every year called The Road Show that's in its like 100 and something year now. And
wow.
I grew up with that as well.
God, I just love them, man.
Keep you on your toes.
I know.
Well, I'm so glad you're back from New York and here and that we get to have you and that you're doing such great work over there with Kevin Lawler.
It's a wonderful place to be in. And yeah, it's been Kevin actually the very first year I worked on the conference came back as a guest artist and did maybe it was the first or second year, but he did a Willie Eno play that was a one-man show, Tom Payne. And he came in and so we picked him up at the airport and that was sort of I knew who he was before, but then years and years later, you never know, then he ends up running the conference and now we're the two sole employees, so we circled around it for a long time.
That's great.
That's cool.
What a great opportunity. It sounds like it's just a really great fit for you.
It's I love the opportunity to work with everyone, not just nationally, but also we can sort of work with theater companies from all over Omaha and the Omaha area and have that opportunity to bring together new collaborations as well.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for taking the time
to talk
about this, because I feel like things are just coming back from the pandemic and
it still feels like it's still ramping back up, doesn't it?
And I think it's good for everyone to know about the Playfest and to know that you have regular productions.
You guys have a full year, not just the conference time.
We have a full year and so many workshops offered with national and local artists. And just follow us on Instagram.
Instagram.
We always post all sorts of stuff there. We have a link tree that, shows you the tickets to every various thing. We just brought a woman named Eliza Bent who had been a guest artist for a number of years back. She actually did her current stand-up show that she had done in New York. Ooh. It's like a performance piece theater comedy hybrid. And that was just at Benson Theater 2 weeks ago, I think. And so we constantly have things. We also do a lot of community programming that is adjacent to theater that works with Refugee Women Rising and Families in Action and Intercultural Senior Center. So we like to also work with the loose interpretation of theater, which can be a lot of different activities that are artistic, bringing people in a space to tell stories together.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
I love it. I love what you guys are doing. I wish we could do it out of the but what a pleasure. And so that Playfest is May 26th through June 1st. Auditions are tonight. You can virtually audition for about the next week.
Week or so, yes, and you can submit those auditions virtually.
Just check out that that link on the Instagram is the most active version of all of the various place tabs that will open for you.
Okay. Perfect. Awesome. We're on it right now, actually.
Yes, indeed. A bunch of pictures here. Yes, that's right. Thank you very much to Quinn Corbin. She is the manager of the Great Plains Theater. Theater Commons, and their conference is coming up on May 26th. It runs through June 1st, and the big play production that you guys are putting on will
Playfest.
Be on May 29th, the
yep,
evening
that'll
of May
be the
29th.
Conference night for the Playfest, which
big
will be a great
conference night.
Yep.
Awesome.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you for everything
you
do.
Great chatting with you all.
Great chatting with you. Thank you.
Thank you for listening and supporting the arts in the Platte River area and beyond. Please subscribe to our podcast so you are sure to catch all of our future episodes and join us on social media. See you next time on the Platte River Bard.